The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Just back from the States is my next guest, Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker at Forbes Street Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. You had a great time in Vegas.
We really did, Pat. It's really the Disneyland of the world for adults.
Yeah. Tell us about the grub in Vegas, because you always imagine in America, I've been to Disneyland and so on, and it's burgers and
Vegas really is the epicenter of cuisine in America. Look, yeah. Every Michelin star chef you can think of is there. The two-star lads, the three-star. Gordon Ramsay has such a hold on the place. It's actually quite incredible to see. Like, when you're over in London, you can see what Gordon has done over there. But when you get to Vegas in particular, every time you turn your head, there's a billboard the size of a double-decker bus with his name on. And he has, like, the Hell's Kitchen is where he runs his cookery show. But he also has like a fish and chips place, a burger place, a fine dining place, along with all the other big name chefs over there. But there's really cuisine for everybody over there. And I was also really impressed with the drinks over there. These speakeasy bars, you know, like you knock on the door and you walk through a bookcase and you're into this massive big bar with really, really good bartending. And I mean, America is known for good service, but the level of service in Vegas is as good as I've ever experienced anywhere in the world.
I presume the prices were a fright, though.
It was. I don't want to scare people off America forever, because I know there's a fellow with an orange face that does that quite well. But two cups of coffee in the morning, $22. I mean, saucy. That's for two Americanos. So it's
not for the faint hearted.
It's not for the faint hearted. But look, we were there to really enjoy ourselves, which we did. We ate well. We took in a couple of shows. It was amazing. If you ever get a chance to go. It's really a feast for the senses.
And you came back to a glowing review of your newly opened rooftop.
Yeah, which is out tomorrow in the Business Post, which is always a tricky time for a chef when you hear the reviewer have been in. But we had a nice review. I think it's very fair of what we're doing up there. You know, the rooftop really is a bar where we serve food. The restaurant is downstairs. But as you know, you've experienced a little bit of it already. I'm doing a Mexican-inspired menu up there, so I've been working on that for the past 3 or 4 months, and now it's there for the guests to enjoy along with lots of Mexican drinks. So come in and see us whenever you want.
We'll do. Now we're going to do it ourselves though for this weekend with a spatchcock sumac chicken with tomato, red onion and a basil salad with a chimichurri sauce.
Yeah, so I was being a little optimistic, I think, by doing a barbecue dish, but I says it's a little cooler today, but there's lots of barbecue coming. So to spatchcock a chicken is basically where you take the backbone out of a chicken. So you imagine when you buy a chicken, most of the time it's presented to you with the breasts and the legs sticking up in the air. If you turn around, if you take a scissors and you run the scissors just inside where the wing is and just keep cutting up along the back of the breast and do the same on the other side, you splay the chicken out. And then you just take your knife, and while it's still looking at you, you run the knife from the top of the back of the breast down to the end and just kind of score, and then turn it off and turn it over with a little bit of weight. You just push where the wishbone is and the chicken goes flat on the chopping board. And that technique is called the spatchcock. A butcher would happily do that for you. Now what I want you to do then, after you've spatchcocked it, is to make a marinade. So it's 50 mils of olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic, 1 to 2 chilies that you're going to finely chop, the zest and the juice of a lemon, and 3 tablespoons of sumac. Sumac is a Moroccan ingredient. It's actually a berry, and it has this kind of piquant, lemony type of flavour. All the Asian supermarkets sell it. I'd say you might even get it in some of the supermarkets now, but really well worth looking to pick up, and you need to be quite generous with it. Then for the chimichurri, what you're going to need is a bunch of mint, a bunch of coriander, 2 spring onions, a clove of garlic, 1 red chili, the juice of 2 limes and extra virgin olive oil. You put that all into a blender and blend it up. Yeah, and I'm suggesting to serve it with a tomato salad. So lots of nice tomatoes kicking around the supermarkets now at the moment. So some plum tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, lots of torn basil leaves, a red onion finely sliced, 100 ml of olive oil and salt and pepper all into a bowl, toss it up. To cook the chicken, preheat your barbecue till it's smoking hot. And then what I want you to do is cut a lemon in half, put a little bit of oil on a plate and grab your barbecue tongs, dip it into the grab the lemon, dip it into the oil and rub it on the bars. Okay. And what that's going to do, it's going to clean your barbecue for you and leave a little bit of that residue oil on, and then you're going to carefully, with your barbecue on a medium heat, put the chicken skin side down and cook it for about 8 to 10 minutes. You want that chicken skin to start going crispy. Turn it over, close the lid and cook it for about 35 to 40 minutes, which will cook the chicken through. And I promise you, you will have the crispiest, most delicious barbecue chicken that you've ever made.
Delicious. Now, your second recipe is beetroot, orange and fennel salad with cashew blue cheese, toasted pineapples. And rocket.
Yeah, so this is just, I just thought, another nice salad to stick in the centre of the table. You're going to need 200 grams of cashew blue cheese, 3 oranges that you're going to segment, 3 cooked beetroots. You can buy them in the supermarkets now that they're already cooked. Alternatively, buy them raw. You just pop them in some water with a good pinch of salt and a splash of red wine vinegar and cook them till they're tender. A bulb of fennel, 100 mils of rocket, 300 mils of rapeseed oil or olive oil, 10 mils of a good balsamic. David Llewellyn is a supplier who's down in Lusk in County Dublin. He does an apple balsamic, which is brilliant if you can find it. Some toasted pine nuts. So then all you do is just chop the beetroot into a bowl, add in the really finely sliced fennel, in with the orange, toss it all together, then right at the last minute, in with the rocket, the cheese, the dressing, stick it in the centre of the table. Perfect with the tomato salad and the cooked chicken.
Easy peasy.
It is, really, really is.
But and the recipes are on your...
They're on my Instagram as always. And this is the type of food that I love to cook at this time of year. So we'll share loads of these recipes in the coming weeks.
As the temperature warms up, we exactly. hope. Gareth Mullins, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.